The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so we are going to return to the college football stuff here, and we've asked a question because it's just been a weird drumbeat, and it's nothing Rico and I are putting out there. But every week, Michigan, whether they win or lose, people have wanted Chiron gone. I know it's reached a bit of an inflection point with his routine at Indiana, where he looked like Jim Caldwell. I mean, you have three timeouts, a minute and a half left, and they burned 30 seconds, and his excuse was, I was having conversations about play calling. Well, no, you don't get to say, I was busy, I missed your phone call. You called the timeout, you're a head coach. Look, I'm trying to figure out why it is you want this guy gone this fast. And all Rico and I are saying is this: A, I think it's crazy to fire a coach in 1 year, unless when that NOA comes out, I believe on November 21st, notice of allegations. Well, if there are things in there, well, then it changes the conversation. And I'm not saying one way or the other there are or are not. I don't know. And frankly, I don't care anymore. I don't. Like, this is easy for me. You cheated. Oh, no, we didn't. Great. 2 plus 2 is 5. I don't care. Like, I don't trust the NCAA to do what needed to be done. They never should have allowed you to play in the playoff. But I digress. Your AD is the chair of that committee. So the point I'm making is, why is it you have it out for this guy to this level? Firing a coach in under a year is, in no uncertain terms, insane behavior. So I'm asking, now, do we see red flags? Rico has pointed out a number of things that Michigan football is not an internship. Rico's right. I'd be irate if I were a Michigan fan. Hell, I'm irate at Jonathan Smith, and I like the guy. But no one cares, and that Rico told me we can't do that topic. I'm kidding. I said we can't do that. The point
we can
is,
do that tomorrow if you want.
And
equal time.
And get two callers.
Not to say.
Can I just say this about our program? And then I'll move on. There has never been a time in my life where Michigan State football had less juice, less buzz, on and off the field. Dead.
Unless you get the big win over Illinois this weekend.
Grandma's sex life. And there isn't one.
Wow.
She's dead.
Wow.
Dead. We're getting out-recruited by South Florida. South Florida. And I don't mean Miami as a general geographical region. I mean the Bulls of South Florida. So, don't even get me started on my program. David, some ticket texts, and we go right back to the Michigan fans. And I want to understand where you're at. How have you arrived at a point on November 12th you want to fire your first-year head coach? That just seems odd.
But I understand it, though. Because, like I said, it's not an internship. This is not a job you learn on the fly. This is Michigan. You're supposed to be able to hit the ground running because everybody is gunning for you. You're a brand name. If you do this right, everybody wants to go to Michigan. Everybody wants to play for Michigan. You should be able to call up a kid and say, hey, come here, and they show up. But when you're playing like this and coaching like this and really just looking like you're lost at sometimes, that's a problem. Like if we were talking about a MAC school, okay, this is what you deal with. But this, no, you're one of the top teams in the Big Ten, and you're struggling as a head coach. You don't know when to challenge things. You don't know when to call timeouts. These are basic coaching things, okay? And he doesn't have it. Go ahead, David.
I'm giving Jerome one more chance. Beat Northwestern, and I'll let this season go because of the situation Harbaugh put him in. But lose and go 5-7, and he needs to leave. Losing record is inexcusable.
David, I can't see how you lose to Northwestern.
It's an impossibility. Seriously, that's like college equivalent of BOGO. Northwestern is morbid.
And it's here. So it's not even there where maybe it's some kind of freak storm coming off of Lake Michigan. You're at home.
Give me a break. Sharon won all the big games last year. Now he can't coach. He lost all his good players. I am keeping him.
Okay, just factually, guys, don't attack us. Attack your fan base. Your fan base has been the one doing this since the USC game. I don't understand it. But you do have a team that has 4 to 5 first-round picks on it, and you're about to go 6-6 and look really bad doing it because, frankly, I know shoulda, coulda, wouldas, but the reality is you should have lost to USC minimum. You should already be not making a bowl.
Yeah, and Minnesota got the onside kick. Oh, wait, they didn't. I know. Oh, wait, we're going to make a rule 24 hours later saying.
I didn't even want to include that or the MSU game. I was just leaving it alone.
USC, yeah, a tackle made. And
Thanksgiving. Yeah. All right.
But I want to say something off of that text there, because what big game did he win last year?
Because Penn State.
You mean the same game that Harbaugh coached all week and just not Saturday?
Well,
hold on, everybody stop. Is it a big game when it's against James Franklin? I'll hang up and listen.
Well, he did say we're going to run the ball 28 straight times.
Did he say that, or was that the game plan that Harbaugh set up for him?
I want to give Sharon enough respect and credit. It was his call.
Or was it the burner phone?
Okay.
See, you can't do that.
I mean, you know, it's a lot of technology on that sideline. I'll leave it at that.
Okay. That Jesus. This is all why right. It doesn't matter what the NCAA does.
Right.
You can't scrub that stain out. Go ahead.
Moore is not making the job his own. He's trying to be like Jim. That is from Jason. My faith in Sharon is a negative 100. Oh. So yes, I am done with him.
Wow.
Whoa. Sharon Moore and the entire coaching staff should be fired. The combination of in-game mismanagement issues and the lack of player development is very concerning.
Look, if you come out of the NOA and there's no postseason ban, or you come out of the NOA and let's just say it's all perfunctory probation nonsense, I could understand your line of thinking because you will have the entire job pool available to you. If, and I don't have a lot of faith in this, but if the NOA is damaging, guys, you don't want to, I'm telling you, you don't want to go that route. Because look at last year. Why is this the coaching staff? Nobody wanted the job here. Nobody. Why did you not interview anybody? Nobody was touching it. Not under the guise of the investigations, plural. And look at who your coordinators are. Old Dominion and just old. Wink Martindale had no professional future. Nobody wanted him. Grandpa needed a home. And instead of assisted living, you moved him into your house.
Bravo, Mike. Bravo. What? That was amazing.
Okay. One Michigan fan liked it. Good. Go me. Okay. All right.
You be curious.
Hey, you want to do what we do on the radio? David, what do you got?
Get rid of everybody and go get Cignetti. Let him build the staff and bring whoever he wants.
Let me say this. There's no scenario that's happening, okay? Just work with me. Cignetti's personality at Michigan is a match made in heaven. Honestly. Psycho penis.
See,
it would work at Michigan. The fans would eat it up, and everybody would hate him, and they'd get off on being hated. Like, that. If he was 53 and not 63... It would have been a thing. I think there's a reason big programs didn't want him. He's too damn old.
See, I think to me, he's like Harbaugh. He has a shelf life. It's Jim only lasted at Michigan because he was Bo's captain. But look at every other place he's gone. He wears thin on people. And I think that would be Cignetti. He would come here. He would win. But about year four.
I know. I'm just saying it's a match made in heaven.
Yeah.
It will be nice. Wink needs to go, not Sherrone. Look at the D and the first round picks and how bad it is. It's on Wink, not Sherrone.
Hate to say I told you.
I was really pulling.
Old Dominion and just old. Michael, you can just go ahead and leave.
Okay.
Leave on a high note.
I enjoyed the Wink experience the last 2 years. Trust me. You didn't want any part of that.
I was really pulling for Sherrone Moore, but it seems like he's just not ready yet. Honestly, I feel like he's going to end up on the Chargers coaching staff next year, being in Ann Arbor.
Well, if he is a show cause, he will. 248-539-9797. I didn't say that. I said if.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, straight to the people. We got a lot more to do today. I know Dan Campbell talking Super Bowl, as he should. Also, we have an issue with sports viewing that if we don't get to it today, I do think, Rico, the topic regarding Big Noon, we could certainly do that tomorrow if it doesn't work today. But let's get to the people, see what they've got to say. Sherrone Moore, I'm just asking where you're at with your coach, because all year it has been Michigan fans. And it's just been a very weird tenor with a first-year head coach who was a part of the national championship success. And people are ready to throw this guy out like last week's garbage. And I understand the mistake at Indiana, some of the bad challenges the weeks prior, team overall performance. I get, hey, he's struggling. I'm not thrilled. I'm not happy. That's different than saying baby bathwater out. It's a weird thing to me. So maybe I shouldn't be surprised, I guess. I don't know.
No, I mean, you have a high standard at Michigan. And look, you're coming off of a national championship. And say what you want of how they got there. They did. You don't expect to fall off a cliff the very next year that the week before Ohio State, you need this Northwestern game just to be in some bad bowl game and be eligible.
Let's go to Nick, 97.1. Nick, what's going on?
God damn it, man. I'm still getting over the fact we lost to Ohio State.
There he is.
Why'd you have to bring up that game again, that Michigan game last year, man? Why did I deserve that?
Yes, you do. Nick, listen. I feel for you. I don't even care if you talk about Sherrone Moore. I'd rather have you go off about Penn State because James Franklin is the Antichrist.
You know what? See, because this has been the same case every year. My fan base is a bunch of spineless jellyfish. I mean, James Franklin revealed himself exactly what I've been saying for years about this jackhole. He's nothing more than a cheerleader. He's like Pete Carroll without any national titles. He helps with recruiting, but that's about it. And whether it was blowing the Rose Bowl in 2016, the Ohio State game in 2017 and 2018, and now 2024, he's made the same damn mistake every time. Hell, 28, do you think that's the first time he's tried to fight somebody in the stands?
I actually thought it was you. Can you confirm it wasn't you that tried to fight James Franklin?
I went to the whiteout game, thank God, afterwards. I went to that. That's the one Penn State game I went to this year, the only game I'll probably get to. I mean, anytime I need this troglodyte to not be a total idiot in a critical spot, here is his thought process. Hey, coach, you know the clock's running down in the first half. We just forced a fumble in the end zone, and we're driving down the field. We've got all our timeouts left. Are we going to use any of them? Should we use any of them? Burned 30 seconds inside 2 minutes before one snap. Even Joel Klatt pointed out it was stupid. Fourth quarter now. The game is on the line. You're down by a touchdown. For the love of all that is holy, score a touchdown and tie the game. It's fourth and goal from like the 1-inch line. That's called drop back into a pass where Al goes into triple coverage, incomplete, game over. I mean, come on. Michigan fans talk about firing their coach after 1 year. I've been experiencing this garbage for 8 years. My head coach is incapable of learning. And now the only way he can salvage this season is if he wins a playoff game, which knowing him, he will fail to do. And this fan base acts like being Washington was an achievement. It's not. They didn't even show up. I know, because I was there with my father watching the game. And it was great. I loved watching it. It was a great time. But outside of that, just.
All right. He hung up on himself.
All right, that's.
Okay. Oh, boy. I think we lost Nick. Oh, dear God. What happened? Oh, my God. Honestly,
I wanted him to give us more gold.
Oh, you wanted more
That's
drop.
What I was like, hold on.
Nick is never going to outdo this. I'd rather my team be bad, like Michigan State, than be Penn State. Because Penn State is like blue balls. I mean, you think it's gonna end up all right. You just go to bed in the fetal position. That's Penn State. Hey, guys, I think we got a chance. Oh, wait. No, we don't. Every big game, James Franklin loses it. At least if you're a Spartan, there are no big games. You're just a green condom. Rico, it's true. We're awful.
Who hurt you?
We're all. This sport has hurt me. My school has hurt me.
Let's talk about the horses.
Oh, please. If you're talking Friday at the Breeders' Cup, that was good. Saturday, the horses hurt me. Please, let's just go to the people, shall we? Okay, then we'll. what was that? David's personal cell phone?
Oh,
let's go to Eddie, 97.1. Eddie, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, you know, this Michigan situation, you know, I realize that, you know, Harbaugh left, they lost coaches, and they lost a bunch of players. But you know what? There's no excuse for this horrible play calling. Michigan acts as if they are afraid to attack and be aggressive on offense. And I'm going to tell you another thing, too. I don't think that they're really serious about Bryce Young. Because you're trying to get this guy to flip from LSU, and this is the play calling that you're putting out there on the field. And you think that that guy's going to flip to come here and play with that?
Well,
I believe they're stuck on are stuck on stupid in Ann Arbor.
Well, one thing, Justin, I know it was a slip. I just want to make sure people know what you mean. Bryce Underwood, not Bryce Young.
Yeah, Bryce Underwood.
I got you.
Bryce Underwood.
I just didn't want people slandering your good name, Eddie. No, listen, Eddie, I think the problem is it's on a multitude of levels. Look, it's two separate conversations because Michigan football, the way they played the last 3 years, forget about the sarcasm I generally provide. It's a ground and pound, great defense, going to be good in all three phases. Set up a, four or five nice throws a game and call it a day. Well, that was never going to be something that, and again, I don't know Bryce Underwood from a hole in the wall. I'm saying that if you want to be developed into being a Heisman Trophy type quarterback and to being a legitimate number one overall draft pick, well, you don't go to Michigan. You go to LSU. I mean, you go where Joe Burrow went. You go where Jaden Daniels went. You go where, even though Nussmeier's not that great, another first round pick. Like, you go to that because every year, you know what else LSU has? Multiple first-round draft pick wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know that they're related. Now, look, I love what Michigan was or is attempting to do to get the kid. Paid him money. But step back for a second and you take allegiances away, you'd have to be deranged upstairs to go to U of M versus LSU as a quarterback. If you're out of your mind. You just saw J.J. McCarthy probably cost themselves millions because he didn't go to a place like Ole Miss or USC or LSU. And he came here to throw 16 service academy passes a game. So, yeah, that doesn't make sense. But remember, school and what they're trying to do, player and what they're interested, those are two separate. I don't know. I just don't see Michigan ever being one of those schools that's going to go high-flying and zippity-doo-dah their way down the fifth. It's just not what they are.
See, I don't think Michigan realizes the responsibility that comes if you, let's just say you happen to get Bryce Underwood, you have to play him. Day one, you're stuck with him. No matter how bad it gets, you got to ride this train out and you got to roll with him. He is your guy for the next couple of years. So we talked about this. I would rather spend that money and go get multiple players that can help you out instead of going in on a high school senior.
Well, here's the other thing, right? Case in point. MSU's paying Aiden Childs less than 10% of that figure if this $10 million stuff is there, right? There were points this year that if Aiden wasn't making that money, they would have benched him for the good of the team.
Yeah.
You can't do that when you're paying that guy that kind of money.
I mean, think about this, and it probably is the reason why he's not the head coach anymore, was Chip Kelly, Dante Moore.
They had to play him.
They did.
Pick sixes every week.
Yeah.
And again, guys, Dante Moore was one of the top 10 recruits in America. Like Bryce Under, oh, well, Bryce is better. Guys, true freshman is usually a death sentence to five losses.
Yep.
And if you're paying a guy that money, you can't bench him. And there are times it's okay to sit a quarterback to go, look, stop. Here's a Surface Pro and a winter hat. Sit here for 15 minutes and get your life together. We'll put you back in a series. No, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's a brutal sport.
Yeah, it's Nebraska with Rayola. Got to play him.
And again, I know he hasn't written his story, but I've been underwhelmed by Rayola. Big time.
What you want to hope is the guy turns out to be Dylan Gabriel. But Dylan Gabriel, his first year, was awful at Oklahoma. Just awful. But he turned his life around.
And you better hope he's not Jackson Arnold. Because that's the dirty side of the coin that nobody wants to talk about. Five-star quarterbacks who, well, stink. You know, just a quick note, because I know we're talking U of M football, but indulge me for a moment. I want to give Rico a chance to yell at me. It's always exciting. You just heard, I believe that was Nick Marsh in the update. And look, do I reserve the right to be angry if MSU doesn't beat Illinois? Illinois is a bad football team. They are not good. They are not good metrically. They are not good to watch. Their coach wears a bedspread. Like, you can't.
That's personal.
I don't care. I hate Brett Bielema. My point is, if you are anything other than walking human waste, you beat Illinois Saturday.
Well, it was actually a question I have for you later on, either that or off the air when you're in their cast or ticket mode and you're out like you're handicapping games.
You know what the spread is?
It's -2.5, which I was talking to David. Tells me they think it's a coin flip game.
It's home field advantage, which means
basically you get 3 points for being at home.
Illinois is bad. And I mean, look, that's the game Michigan fans should be most upset about. Losing to Oregon or losing to Indiana. Losing to Illinois the way. I mean, Illinois is not good. I need to see something from my football program that is suggestive that there's any juice with the program right now. With MSU on field, it's maddening. Do you realize they have one sack in Big Ten play? One.
Uh-huh.
One. There's no buzz as far as recruiting. I mean, they can't even get kids on campus. They got like 12 human beings committed. Don't even know if any of them will end up here. There's no buzz. There's nothing. You can't, and it's just.
No, Mike, you're correct. When I said, brother, we're talking about that tomorrow.
Oh.
So, yeah. It's yes.
Like us?
Yes.
Here?
Yes.
For real?
Yes.
Are we planning on having no audience?
No.
I mean, I'll do it, but okay. That's exciting. Yeah. All right, I'll wait for tomorrow then. Yeah.
That's why I was like, okay, let's just deal with Michigan today.
If you lose to a coach who wears a bedspread, you should be relegated to the MAC. Those are my rules. David, ticket text.
But it's a Nike bedspread.
Honestly. You know what? I'll say what I was about to say. Right. David?
The problem is they didn't self-impose and get ahead of everything, so they are going to have a ban. No one wants to coach there. Sharon will be there. That is Steve.
Steve, as right as that would be, I don't have a great degree of faith that it will be, but if that is the case, I don't think there is any way you could fire Sharon Moore. Anyway. I don't even think it's advisable if it's not the case, but you know what? We'll let it play out, as the voice of Michigan football always says.
Oh, I love this texter. Fire Moore, hire Franklin. Go Buckeyes. That is from Steve. Good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
Oh, yeah. Go one more, and I'll go to the coach.
Michigan players don't even believe in Coach Moore. Will Johnson has already quit on the team, and I don't blame him. That is from Jason.
Yeah, but hold on. One guy where it looks like, sounds like, feels like he's making a business decision. Loveland is still out there giving up his body. Mason Graham, Kenneth Grant has played like double the snaps he played last year. Mm-hmm. I can't say that. I don't think it's that they're not trying. It's that I don't think they're very good.
Which is head scratching because you have all these people who are going to go in the first and second round. You would think falling out of bed at the worst, they would be 8-3. I mean, 8-4. But yeah.
If they were cheating, they would be. Let's go to Eric, 97.1. Eric, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good. You know, I was listening to the radio this morning. I heard this Fire Moore talk, and then I got in to drive home, and I'm hearing it, and I'm like, what are we even talking about here? Not you guys, but the callers.
Right.
Especially Michigan fans. I mean, I watched last year as he accidentally made a puppet out of Franklin, which I guess isn't really that hard to do. But he was a complete maestro against Ryan Day. And then this year, I mean, he wore John Smith for a green condom. So he has shown an ability to out-coach guys. Sorry, Mike.
It sounds better when other people deliver that line. I thank you, Eric. No, I'm with you.
Problem.
It seems so like, what are we talking about? It's November 12th.
At this point, exactly. And I mean, it's his first year. And as far as the quarterbacks go, like, he's shown an ability to try and pivot and see what's going to work. Now, if he holds on to these coordinators into next year, like, all right, now you're starting to slip a little bit. But as far as it goes right now, there's no other guy for the job. And now if the notice of allegations come out and there's something damning on him, I know he deleted text message from Connor, then, hey, throw the baby out with the bathwater or hold on to him until, you know, our punishment's over and then find a coach that's willing to come here. But I'm not going to get rid of him you know, 6 months to go get another coach that I'm going to fire in a year.
No, and Eric, here's the other thing.
It doesn't make sense.
No, I'm with you. I think the one thing that's been very puzzling, and Rico, maybe you could speak to it more than me. If the quarterback position is so bereft of talent, how has there not been any, like, how would you not at least have mixed in the freshman, you know, Jaden Davis, late in the year, not burning the red shirt.
But now, last four games.
Here's a couple series, or here's a package we're building for you. I mean, Eric, it's been very bizarre to me.
I've heard that there was pressure from his family not to start him if he didn't have nobody to throw to, or if it was just going to be a lost season. So I don't know if they're listening to that.
The problem with that is, you should probably go to another school because you should have been smart enough to do your research.
And he might. He burn a red shirt here, and he can transfer out easily. But until they show an ability to have some kind of a pulse moving the ball passing, I don't see us getting a top transfer. I don't see us getting any good receivers. You know, offensive linemen and running backs are going to come here because they get showcased and they get put in the league.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're not going to throw the ball, but it's like, what comes first, chicken or egg? You got to have somebody to throw the ball. I would just roll out Orgy for the rest of the season.
And Eric, here's the reality, and I know I don't like it, you don't like it, but it's just reality. Money trumps
terrible.
All. No, I'm saying money trumps all, that if you wanted to solve those problems, it's not chicken and egg. You just drop bags on people, you buy them. Like, there's no reason to go to Miami. Miami's not what people build it out to be, right? Miami's a dump. It's a dump of a stadium. It's not on campus. No, you're not on South Beach partying. And it's a small, little, private, rich kid school. Mm-hmm. But yet, they've got bags.
This is new territory, you know, for the NIL. And it does look like they're willing to spend, you know, they're trying to tempt Bryce Underwood to come. So, I mean, yeah, spend the money. I mean, let's do it.
I love what they're trying to do. But remember something. buying a high school athlete is different than buying in the portal, because Michigan still wants to pretend that they're special academically when they are not.
Yeah.
You're self-limiting. Oh, we don't do with those dirtbags. No, you just cheat rampantly, but you won't participate in the portal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If you're going to buy in the portal, you go out and you get a Cam Ward. You go out and get Dylan Gabriel. You go out and get an established quarterback that you know this guy can help me win right now. The learning curve, it's there already.
And again, I love what they're attempting to do with Bryce Underwood. Separate from me liking what they're trying to do. He would need his head examined to go there over LSU. Like you would need a wellness questionnaire of like, what? Help me understand this move. But for them, hell yes, you tried. It's 20 minutes from campus.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you were just getting him, but getting him at that price, the history of incoming freshman quarterback, like, you know.
I know.
It's like buying a Powerball ticket.
But if I say it, I'm a scumbag Sparty. They would have to hear it from one of their propagandist media. They can't hear it from me.
It's like, oh, well, we're going to get, yeah, guys, and you're going to have to play him from day one. If you thought MSU fans were frustrated with Aiden Giles, multiply that by 10. Because
yes, you were about to say something, David.
Go I'm about to say freshman quarterbacks normally. What, Trevor Lawrence was pretty much the only one that I think was he a true freshman at Clemson?
I'd have to go back and look.
Yes, I believe so.
So he's the
took
one.
Kelly Bryant, right? Kelly Bryant's job.
Yeah, I mean, remember Spencer Rattler was going to be all that as a true freshman till he wasn't. Dylan Gabriel till he wasn't. So just saying, go ahead, David.
No, you just said it. You can't rely on a freshman. You're good. I'm good.
All right. Said it all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.